The FFA program in Whites Creek, Tennessee has a unique alternative energy program that provides a career path that prepares those students for this industry. Instructor Gary Gibson has the details.
It's a very unique program. It's the only program that we know in the United States where a student can go to a career pathway and get as much intense information and training as we do in our program in alternative energy.
Our FFA chapter took a trip across Tennessee in a diesel truck powered by biodiesel fuel.
The agro press is used to make biodiesel, and soybeans is one of the most common crops we use today to make biodiesel. The byproduct of the soybeans can be used for agricultural livestock feed. First, we take a titration test. A titration test tells us how good the oil is. And also, it tells us how much potassium hydroxide is needed to add to the oil. Potassium hydroxide acts as a catalyst to the oil. And less desirable oils, such as used cooking oil, needs more of this chemical. We could use fresh oil from the agro press, or we could use used cooking oil from restaurants. So you can pour your biodiesel into any biodiesel engine.
Normal gasoline today releases smoke, which causes air pollution, whereas to ethanol, it releases no smoke.
You can make ethanol out of any plant, but we normally make it out of corn and sugar cane because they have high amounts of sugar.
Once we have the ethanol from the fermentation process, we put it inside this container, and it does the process, which is the distillation process for us.
This go-kart is 50% ethanol, and what he's going to do right now is start it up.
It's a unique area, alternative energy, and alternative energy is the future of our country, and our students are right there opening the doorway for it and going to be prepared.
That is FFA instructor Gary Gibson, along with some of his great students from Whites Creek, Tennessee, just outside of Nashville, of course, again, talking about their new alternative energy program.